what do you know? We got a couple haters. Couple haters.
Welcome to Couple of Haters Podcast with your host, Joey Shaken Smooth.
Welcome, everybody, to Couple of Haters Podcast. We got a special guest today, my little nephew, Avante. Say hi to everybody, Avante.
I'm the most important on this show right now, so what's up?
You're only here because Shake's missing.
You see, that was wild disrespectful. You don't have to do all that.
Oh, we just got to let the truth be known. You're only here because Shake's missing.
So, Shake is very unentertaining.
Ooh.
Shots fired.
Ooh. Bang. Ouch. You're
starting out with a bang, huh? Starting out with hate, huh?
Taking out kneecaps with that hate right now.
Avante, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, our five followers.
Well, I'm 15 years old, ladies. All right. I'm in 10th grade. I have a son named Tyler. So it's all good. But I'm still available anytime.
I don't think any ladies wants a 15-year-old with a son already.
Yeah, when did you have this son?
I had him during the summer.
Yeah? What's his name?
Tyler.
So it only took you 2 months to have a son, huh?
He's premature.
Oh, oh okay.
My God.
Okay.
Jesus.
2 months? You got to take pretty good care of him, huh?
Yeah, that's your nephew, right? I mean, your cousin.
Yeah, cousin. 2 months, huh?
I messed up. It was a one-night stand, but then it got crazy.
Oh. Who's the lucky guy?
Avoiding tough questions, huh?
This is ridiculous. It was a female.
We understand if you like chicks with dicks. It's okay.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
It's all right.
Nah, I'm good.
Just let it be known. You like chicks with dicks.
Oh, no, I don't.
Seriously, what's the lucky lady's name?
Her name is Chardonnay.
Chardonnay?
For hard days.
For hard days. Oh my God.
Chardonnay for hard days.
Yeah.
How much did you pay the Chardonnay?
What, child support?
No.
How much did you pay her to get off her street corner to have your baby?
Man, we met in school. I don't know about
that. Oh, yeah, met in school?
Yes.
You told me it's nothing but young MAs at your school.
No, this was in middle school.
Oh, yeah, met in middle school? So y'all rekindled that middle school?
The nice little middle school magic?
She told me like she was like 2 weeks pregnant like the last day of 8th grade. So the process.
Oh, what?
She got pregnant, right? 2 weeks before school was about to end. And then she told me the last day of school that she was pregnant.
Oh, so she's pregnant for 2 years?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Still premature.
That's
still premature. What kind of baby are you having?
It's a mix between Batman and Superman's baby.
Oh, a mix between two guys' baby. Two men.
So just like the movies, it's horrible then.
Okay.
Yes.
Jesus.
All right. So, I think that tells you guys enough about Avante.
Cool guy.
I mean, everyone's scratching their heads right now wondering, what the hell?
Yeah. She got a baby by two men. Superheroes.
Nah.
That wear spandex. We spoke about that last episode.
DC superheroes.
Who wear spandex.
That make horrible movies. Okay.
That's your family.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Oh, unfortunately. Okay.
What are we getting into today, Joe?
We're going to talk about how bad teams have been playing in the preseason.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to them Los Angeles Lakers.
I don't like that team that much.
Blake Griffin got beat by 50 points by Golden State Warriors.
Those Clippers really got clipped.
And how dare Doc Rivers say, oh, we just showed up for an exhibition game. I didn't know they came to play a real game.
He's already making excuses for their season.
I would not. I would not agree with that. I don't agree with that, actually.
Why you don't agree with it?
Because the Heat is a incredible team.
But we're not talking about the Heat.
About the Heat. What you talking about?
We're talking about the Clippers.
They're an incredible team with tremendous talent.
Since you obviously want to talk about the Heat, let's get to their game where they didn't they lose. Or did they not play that? Oh, no, I'm talking about Dwayne Wade's new team. They lost. I don't know about the Heat. So, you're a Dwayne Wade fan. Are you staying with the Miami Heat?
I'm staying with Miami. Yes, I am.
Okay.
We lost a brave fellow, but sticking with him.
Okay.
He's not one of those fans that just jump from team to team, especially those LeBron fans.
Yeah, I could respect that. I could respect that. So who's your new favorite player on the Heat?
Right now, it's Hassan Whiteside.
That's not his name, but
okay. Hassan was.
All right. Okay. Hassan Whiteside.
Yes.
All right. Do you even know who their starting shooting guard is?
Yes.
What's this new starting shooting guard's name?
Avante Moore.
Avante Moore? So you're in the NBA now?
Yeah.
With a kid by two men.
See, it was by a female. She just cheated on me, right? So you got to check.
Wait, so it's not your kid. Why are you paying child support?
Oh, my God. All right, let's hit here, all right? Let's hit here. You're not going to question me about my love life, all right? We went through some complications, but it's okay.
Did you pull up on Trick Daddy like that?
Put some respect on my name.
Oh, man. Now you're going to get a shot by Birdman. Thanks a lot. Birdman, he's going to come to knock on our door and shoot us.
Yo, Chanel, you got to get your son, man. He's too much.
Hey, Mom.
Jesus.
But other than that, the motherfucking Golden State Warriors look good.
Scary.
Yeah.
They're not just good. They're just scary.
It literally means something.
You know, what was it? Mean Shake said it might take them, what, mid-season for them to get clicking together?
I told you I
did
not.
I didn't. Oh, man.
Who was right again? The great Ashby. Who was right again? Me.
But it's one preseason game.
Yeah, but I told you they were playing together all summer.
They were playing the Clippers.
Yeah, the Clippers are a great team. They were no, they're really team talented.
They're not that good.
They're talented.
Western Conference? Compared to the Eastern Conference, they're way better.
Wait, what was the far as they gone to? What, second round?
Second round.
They just need better chemistry.
They've beaten Spurs in the playoffs before.
Chris Paul shouldn't even be on that team.
Chris Paul can't get out the second round.
He's jinxed.
Yeah, he should have been on the Lakers.
Does he have that, what's that rapper's name that's always jinxing basketball players? What, Shamagod? Whatever his name is? Shamagod got the jinx on Paul we don't know about?
Chris Paul is the second round T-Mac. Like, T-Mac could never get out the first round. That's Chris Paul in the second round. So, you're pulling a Chris Paul. That's what people are going to say.
Oh, no.
You're just pulling a Chris Paul. And the Clippers will always pull Chris Paul.
Joey, what's your favorite basketball team?
The world knows who my favorite basketball team is. The Knicks. Is there an issue with my team?
Kind of, yeah.
What's the issue with my team?
Why y'all never get to the playoffs?
Have you seen the bums we've had for the past, what, 3-4 years?
Yes, I have, but...
No, that's not my fault. That's James Dolan's fault. That's James... A great coach.
Derek Fisher is not
a great coach. That's like saying Isaiah Thomas is a great coach, and we all know how trash he was.
You proved your point.
Thank you. Thank you. We need Phil Jackson to get off his lazy ass and come down
Phil
to
Jackson
the bench.
Needs to come back to the Lakers and coach, man.
No, he just needs to... He don't got to coach away games. Just coach home games. That's it.
I like Luke Walton so far. You know, we got that W. Lakers are 1-0. Undefeated under
it's
Luke Walton.
Preseason.
It's... Hey.
It doesn't count.
It's just how Golden State came to play. We came to play.
Golden State came to make a statement at first game.
Nah, seriously, though. The Lakers are forever losing preseason games. Like, there's no
point
watching.
How much did they win by?
19.
Wow. Who they played?
The Kings.
I think that just says it all.
No.
Kings can't win. Whether it's preseason or not.
Kings can't win. Shit.
But it's the Kings.
The only thing I don't like, Jordan Clarkson came off the bench, and Jordan Clarkson is predicted to be my main guy this year.
Who started in front of him?
D'Angelo?
No. Jordan Clarkson is the leader of the Lakers.
So wait, D'Angelo started over Jordan?
No, Lou Will.
Lou Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Are you serious?
Yep. But like I said, I'm going to trust in Luke Walton's system.
I mean, he learned from Steve Kerr. I mean, what can go wrong?
That's true. Very true. He learned from Phil Jackson, too.
Man, I don't see them going 73-9, but...
I don't see the Lakers ever doing that, but I'd say we make the playoffs in the next 3 years.
3 years.
I hope they don't fire him by then.
They won't. Luke Walton, he's going to be here for a while.
They might progress year from year. I can see that. But
enough of my Lakers for now. Laker Nation all day. But the Bulls, they lost too.
The Bucks.
They lost to the Bucks.
By two.
Dwayne Wade was shooting a lot of threes, though.
But you know, I know Shake, if he was here, he'd be like, it's just 2 points. But a loss is a loss, especially to the Bucks.
It was a very competitive game. I believed in my boy Dwayne Wade, but we just couldn't pull it out.
But how you rooting for the Bulls if you're a Heat fan?
I'm encouraging my man's Dwayne Wade.
Oh, why?
He is my favorite player in the NBA.
He's your favorite player in the NBA?
Yes.
Why?
He's just a pure talent. Yeah, he could shoot the ball from mid-range. He has great handles. He played with some brilliant people. Shaquille O'Neal, Chris Bosh, LeBron James. Edit that out.
Let's talk about how LeBron tarnished D-Wade's championship career.
I would not like to talk about that. That seems real disrespectful.
How is it disrespectful? Your man, Dwayne Wade, yes, told Bosh and LeBron, hey, come to Miami, get the sign, we win championships. And what happens? They lose to the Mavericks.
That's true. I think...
And the Spurs. Let's not forget those wonderful Spurs.
I say overall, first of all, I don't even want to get into that, but I will. The Heat should only have 2 championships. Not 3. They shouldn't have 3.
With LeBron, one with Shaq?
No, they only have 2, right?
No, they have 3. They have 3.
They won 3. All right.
2 with LeBron and 1 with Shaq.
No, yeah. They should only have 2 championships. They should only have 2 championships because that free throw that Kawhi Leonard missed that allowed Ray Allen to get that 3-pointer, straight bullshit. Like, that series was over.
I think we got that a couple game haters
was
right now.
Over.
How we hating? It's the truth, though. Spurs should have been back-to-back champs those years. Yeah,
and they're like, oh, LeBron did that. LeBron ain't do nothing.
Ray Allen won that championship.
Ray Allen won that.
Well, what was
that,
it?
That series was over.
Wait, what was it? Fans were walking out the stadium until they heard the crowd roar and they tried to run back
Chris
in?
Chris Bosh's offensive rebound and kick out to Ray Allen, that won that series.
Yes, it did. I agree.
Not Ray Allen. I mean, not
LeBron.
LeBron. LeBron. Not Dwayne Wade.
He's not LeBron. He's not LeBron.
Right. He's LeBum. He's LeBum. LeBum. He doesn't go to bring talent to him. He goes to the talent himself.
But that's one thing we can't say about Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade makes it so that people want to play with him. He doesn't have
to. Yeah, that's true. Everyone that says, I want to go to E was what? I want to play with Wade. And Shaq. Shaq said, I want
to
play with Wade.
Yeah. Wade doesn't have to say, call people, text people, like, hey, come play
with
me.
What, Shaq even said it, that Wade was fun to play with?
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all encouraging my mans.
He's not a bad player, but you're saying he's the greatest 2-guard of all time.
Yes.
So you're saying he's better than Jordan and Kobe. That's what you're saying.
Think about that. I would like to take that back and just switch it just a tiny bit by saying he's the 3rd best 2-guard.
I can agree with that.
You should have just made an argument and said he was the top 2 just to piss this one off.
I think he knows I was about to go crazy.
You should have said he was better than Kobe just to piss him off.
Dwayne Wade, the Flash version of Dwayne Wade. The Flash? Was incredible.
When was the last time he was the Flash?
No, that's what I'm saying. When he was the Flash, he was incredible.
Now he's what?
Now he's,
the Jelly Man with them weak knees?
I don't know what to call him right now.
He has what? He has no knees, technically. He's like D. Rose. Has no knees.
But his durability has been fine the last season or so. Like, he played a lot.
Because he's not killing himself like he had to.
Yeah, that's true. Now we get to see what he does on this team, though.
I mean, what?
I think Rondo's going to make him look good, though.
Rondo's going to throw some fancy passes.
It's Rondo, but...
And we got Jimmy.
Rondo is going to get hits. Rondo's going to get at least 12 assists this year.
Say, I can't call Rondo a reliable point guard.
What? Why?
I just can't. I don't know. Just something about him, I just can't call him reliable.
I think Rondo's one of the best point guards in the league.
Are you serious?
Who leads the league in assists every year?
I don't know.
Rajon Rondo.
Does he?
Yeah. And last year,
what's his shooting percentage?
Playing with those bums. He's not a shooter. He's a point guard.
And he still shoots threes.
Yeah, but his 3-point shooting percentage is almost 50%. Didn't he barely shoot them, which I hate about fucking 2K, because their analytics is off. Because Rondo has a three-pointer.
Let's not talk about 2K because
fix your stuff, Ronnie.
Let's not talk about that, because now since we're in the subject of 2K, I'm sick and tired of trying to play either my team, my career, and I get lagged out back to the main menu. Ronnie, fix your shit, man.
Ronnie.
And then you start charging people $60 a box again. Fix your shit.
Ryan, I feel like we're going to have to go through this again.
You got to reduce those prices, man.
It's going to be another year of me versus Ronnie.
What? I appreciate y'all.
This episode, I won't do it. I won't.
You won't do what?
I won't come at Ronnie.
And fuck that. You got to go after him. Might get you blocked on Twitter again, but just got to do it. $60 for a box is too much.
Man, everything he's charging us is too much. Like, fucking, first of all, why do I have to do all these practices to get my player 99 now? Stupid as fuck.
You don't even get your player to 99. You boost up the attribute bar. You don't get the attribute.
I heard you can't take the cap off either. Can't take the cap off, right? So if I'm a sharpshooter, that's all I'm going to be.
Yeah.
So even in a video game, my life is just going to be limited to shooting. Thank you, Ronnie. Oh, my God.
Like, don't get me wrong. I've heard people say they should just take the contracts away with all the nonsense that's been going on. Next year, just don't have contracts if you're going to keep lagging people out every game.
True. You have to have contracts, though, because people will get out of control, especially playing online. And you got to think about it. That's Ronnie's money. He's making money
off contracts.
Yeah, off contracts. Because let's just like, say I'm not saying
take them all completely. You could put them like on the trial cards, like the Kobe's, the Garnett's, the Jordan's.
Yeah.
But other than that, if you're going to play someone online, everyone's going to, regardless, going to have a diamond all-star team regardless.
Yeah, that's true.
So you might as well just take out the contracts.
But Joe, how do you feel about your favorite game coming out?
What are you talking about?
Gears of War.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to rev my chainsaw all day.
Oh, man.
I'm ready to lead us to...
Oh, God, don't. ESL. It was one round. You still talking about that one round?
To watch on Twitch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we will be streaming on Twitch.
You're going to hear, the great ASB gets another kill.
Oh, God, it was one round. You played over 1,000 rounds with us.
No offense, but you're kind of trash.
I'm kind of trash.
Oh, he called you trash. On podcast, he called you trash.
Call of Duty. You're disgusting.
Yeah, it's definitely good.
No.
When's the last time you played with me, little man?
In Call of Duty?
Yeah.
1v1?
Listen, nobody's on the same team.
Well, my stats will surely be higher than yours.
Yeah, your stats should be higher than mine.
And I stopped playing that game.
Why?
I think everyone stopped playing after a while.
I got bored of it. They got me annoyed. They came out with boxing gloves. Everybody
have you seen the boxing gloves?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It gets
greatest things.
I walk around with that I don't know, brass knuckles. No, it's like a pizza roller, but it's
the slicer,
the buzz cut.
Yeah, I walk around with that shit hitting people. That shit is fucking.
I'd be sneaking up behind people with the boxing gloves, just punching them in the back of the head.
I haven't tried boxing gloves yet.
See, you people ruin Call of Duty.
How we ruin Call of Duty? Blame was it? Treyarch Infinity Ward by making us pay what $10-$20 for weapons that we could never get.
I miss us playing all of us playing together.
Shout out to Morgan and Jono, we miss you guys.
Because I was playing the other day, just wasn't the same. And now that I'm getting my raps and my raves
by yourself, by yourself.
Now where's everybody?
True.
It happens, man. It happens. I mean, Call of Duty is gonna what another month? The new one.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to play the remastered version more than the...
What games are you looking forward to, Mavante?
Well, I'm looking forward to Watch Dogs, actually.
Watch Dogs 2.
I
never play Watch Dogs. What is it about?
It's like you can hack anything. Anything in the world. You can hotwire a car by just using your phone. Like you could
think of Grand Theft Auto with a hacking cell phone.
Okay. It's average.
It's just the multiplayer could be better.
It's average. It's not great. It's not bad. It's just in between.
It's like a secondary game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a game you play when you're bored.
All right.
Like Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, it's another one, Xenoverse.
Two?
Xenoverse 2 looks like a fun game, actually.
Xenoverse 2 looks like Xenoverse 1.
It's in between. It's in between.
Also, WWE 2K comes out Tuesday. It's going down. Poor Heyman guy right here.
I'm going to get WWE 2K17 when it's free on Xbox.
Well, you'll probably be waiting probably to like next May.
Yeah, next May. Next May, I'm in there. I'll be playing with you.
I will have my character at 99 already.
You're going to have to do the vertical jumps in 2K and WWE too.
Oh my God. If they tell me to go to the ring and practice to get my attributes up. You're going to have to
do the rope bumps.
Please. Please don't pull the Ronnie. Please don't do that to me. Is 2K, I mean, honestly, 2K is going downhill.
I don't think it's going downhill.
It's going downhill.
They're monetizing too much.
They want you to do all these microtransactions getting out of hand.
Yeah. I'm blaming Ronnie. I don't care if it's other developers, LD, 2K, you still my mans. But Ronnie, fuck Ronnie, man.
But we kind of shot some light on Ronnie a little. Like, the pack luck this year is pretty good.
It is better.
I don't pull anything.
It's just too Ronnie. Damn. It's just too damn expensive.
I don't even get emeralds. I get silvers and bronze.
Max is ridiculous.
He's got the connect. I think he'd be lying, but I think he got the connect.
Max got two Ruby Jamal Crawfords in the same box.
Max is killing it.
Seen videos where people pulled the same card three times in a box. That's that 20 pack.
But rubies?
Max got Dennis Rodman already.
I mean, wait. I think I've seen someone pull Dan Marley? I think that's a Ruby. I've seen someone pull like twice.
I need that card.
But I do appreciate really you, Ronnie, giving me... I forgot his name. George McGinnis. Yeah. Even though it's from Domination, but I can't pull anything except silvers and
bronze. That's another... They gotta fix that.
Rubies in Domination.
Who?
This one.
Historic, yeah.
Wait. You could pull rubies now?
I guess
yeah,
so.
But it was in the All-Star. I'm in the All-Star.
That,
up to the Western.
That's some shit. No, what was it? Last year, you can only pull silvers and golds and bronzes. And what was the main thing? Silvers. Silver.
That's crazy. But, Avante, since you're our guest today, we'll let you close us out.
Oh, snap. I could do my shout-outs?
Yeah, do your shout-outs.
Shout-out to my boy. I don't got no friends. Okay. Peace.
All right, everyone, thank you for listening to Couple Haters Podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Couple Haters Podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple Haters Pod.
Also, don't forget to subscribe at podomatic.com. You can find us at couplehaters.podomatic.com or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Adios, amigos.